It's been nearly a year since Florida child welfare officials admitted that 5-year-old foster child Relia Wilson had disappeared. Her disappearance was followed by months of revelations of other lost children, allegations of sloppy record-keeping and mismanagement, and the resignation of the head of Florida's Department of Children and Families. Relia still hasn't been found, and the new DCF chief is sharply changing the department's approach to dealing with children at risk. NPR's Philip Davis reports that some child advocates wonder whether he'll get the resources needed to do that job.
In the past few years, the Department of Children and Families, stung by the deaths of children in abusive families, had adopted an aggressive policy of removing children from distressed homes at the first sign of trouble. Take the case of Ricardo and Antoinette Young in Jacksonville. Last April, social workers took away all 11 of their children and put them in foster homes. DCF said the kids were being abused. But Barbara Alexander, who runs a service to help abusive families, said Young was simply guilty of not having enough money to fix the family car and lost his job.
Which led to the electricity being cut off, which led to the water pump not working, which led to a very dirty home because there was a very large number of children in this home.
The solution, she said, was not taking away his kids, but offering specific services.
We got his car fixed, you know. it's a much, you know, in other words, we try to cut off all the different issues and address whatever they might need.
4 months later, after much bureaucratic wrangling and a number of court appearances, the Youngs were reunited with their children. To new DCF Chief Jerry Regeer, that kind of case illustrates both what was wrong with the department and points to how it will operate in the future. At a recent telephone press conference, he said that keeping families together will become a priority.
I think clearly what we saw in the previous administration was more of an emphasis on removal, and we believe that without lowering any standard of safety, that we can certainly serve some children in their home, both cheaper, number one, and number two, better for the child.
Regeer says the new approach will allow the state to cut the number of children going into foster care by 25%. He is also reorganizing the department. Investigations will soon be handled by local sheriffs, and child visitation and social work will be contracted out to community-based organizations. The approach has won plaudits from some child welfare advocates.
Jerry Regeer has recognized that the take the child and run approach to foster care, to child welfare, has failed.
Richard Wexler is executive director of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform. Wexler says the DCF is adopting strategies that have worked around the country.
The big question in all of this is whether or not there will be enough money to fund the approach that Jerry Regeer wants to take.
Because contracting services and supporting troubled families is expensive. Regeer had requested a $500 million increase in the agency's $4 billion budget. Governor Bush approved only half that much, and that has to be approved by the legislature. Karen Gevers, a child protection lawyer in Tallahassee, fears trouble ahead if the reorganization continues without dramatically increasing money for helping families.
Because if you just arbitrarily stop investigating cases and stop looking to see and make sure children are safe and stop providing the services that may be needed to get families on track, then you're not going to be doing any good, and the children will end up in the system at some point.
And after 5 months of the new regime, the number of children in Florida's system is just as high as ever. DCF officials say there are currently about 12,800 children in foster care today versus 12,100 during 2001 to 2002. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.
Tomorrow, low-income mothers who work the night shift try to find affordable child care.